You're tuned into the Black White Show podcast with T. Alexander 614, GQ Smooth, and Boring ZT.
Yo, you already know what's going on. It's the head, not the tail. It's GQ Smooth. That's GQ underscore SM0OTH. And we doing a collab episode. We got Fights Like a Girl. I got, you feel me? We got Black White Show. I got two of my halves with me. And together we are making a whole today.
Voltron,
so, let's go, Fights Like a Girl. Tell them who you are.
I'm the refrigerator. Show side in the building. You know what time it is. 40shortgmail.com. If you want to get directly at me, I don't know what the hell that shit is about. And you know, we also went on IG. We on all kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Facebook. You know, I'm old school. So.
Yeah.
Black White Show. Holla at us. What's up?
Hey, yo. It's T. Alexander 614 on IG. Black underscore White Show on IG. You know how we do it. Black White Show. Check us out. We trying to live in the gray on that show. And I'm with Fights Like a Girl all the way.
Hey.
Don't get that fucked up.
Let's get it going. I'm going to let my man Thad bring us in. You feel me? He got the topics. If you like this shit, you know, tune in to the Black White Show for sure, because that's how they come in. It's how we rocking for sure.
Hey, I don't know. Y'all deep on this show. I be listening. y'all be deep. Y'all bring it.
Well, let's jump the fuck in there.
Y'all bring it.
Kamala Harris. Am I the only motherfucker who hate this motherfucker?
I didn't. I'm going to be honest with you. She's not my top pick, and she wasn't. I was glad she was gone. I'm glad to
like herpes.
I'm not mad that that's the choice, though. I'm not mad that that's the choice. I think she can come around the way and do some things. It's just better than what we have.
Man,
fuck. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
What we got ain't really throwing a whole bunch of niggas in prison from what I'm seeing. I mean, niggas is still going to jail, but they got to ask
He want
to
kill them. Forget prison.
Yeah, he murdered
He wants to end the race.
Yeah, he murdered some shit. They give that. You know what I'm saying? But, man, this motherfucker right here, she done locked niggas up and sided with the cops, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just, I can't fuck with it. I can't get jiggy with her.
I don't have nothing against it, but a lot of black people saying that she's not really for the black people.
No.
Based upon she has a white husband, which I did not know. And I'm just like, she still might be for the blacks.
Yeah, AKA.
Yeah.
Went to Howard.
She
graduated from Howard. She AKA.
Some culture to her.
You know what I mean? Her mom is full Indian.
She ain't had no motherfucking culture when she was knocking niggas up in motherfucking Oakland, but police was smoking niggas up, and she was like, let it hang.
Can I bring some black white show into the Fights Like a Girl?
Hurry up.
Don't fight me. Black Like a Show, we like to bring that to the middle. So that's a good point that you're making, because that's her track record. We have to go off your track record.
Fucking track.
So at the same time, let's go. That's the black side of it. Let's bring the white side of it. Try me to the gray.
Now it's time.
Go, go.
This is
to bring it to the gray area alert.
If that's her job, she's got to do her job. She was also a public defender for 20-something years as well. So she also defended the common man and the public, too. She wanted a higher raise, higher position. Just like if you're a lawyer, you want to go to the top. Most people, they want to make as much money. They want to do that. She went, and that was being able to be a district attorney where she had to be voted in. So she's got to uplive to that. Now, that's where our discrepancy comes in. Okay, so how much are you trying to live up to this? If you know something's wrong, if you know you're locking up just people off biasness and prejudice, even though you're black, but you got to uphold that position.
True.
How do you blame somebody for upholding a position? Because everybody that gets locked up is not innocent. we gotta come with that too.
Right.
Because every nigga, every white person, every Mexican, they ain't innocent. So sometimes you gotta sit down.
Let me open my mouth before I have a fucking triple grandma fucking widow make a heart attack and stroke in this motherfucker.
Let's go.
God damn, man. At the end of the... Oh, you fucking kidding me, man. Who the fuck... It's so easy to step on the back of a nigga's neck. It don't make no goddamn sense in the United States of America. This bitch made her bones off the bones of Africans, man. That's, she took the easy way fucking out. And you sit up here telling me that somebody had to do it. Man,
but can you, not, you can't do that really shit. Knock nobody's no. hustle, right?
Yeah,
oh,
shit.
Oh, now that's a great topic.
I'm just like.
That's a great topic.
Hey, you, ain't nobody looking out for you at the end of the day but yourself.
I can knock your motherfucker off.
You can't knock.
You can't knock. No, Jay said that, baby. Reasonable doubt. You can't knock the way a play is eating.
Hey, y'all say he Illuminati. He reasonable doubt.
I'm just saying, if Cass is out there doing griminess, selling crack, all that kind of stuff,
I'm not saying
that
you're
too.
Not supposed to go to prison. If I'm she, saying she, when you execute black men as a police officer in cold blood on trains while they handcuffed and shit, and that bitch don't see a day in motherfucking jail, and the rest of them motherfucking crooked-ass police out in Oakland, if them bitches don't go to jail, then shit, none of my niggas be in jail, not a single
what
one.
What movie are you talking about? Because I just learned this. I didn't know she was the district attorney. It was called Fruitvale Station.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was her, like, she was over that.
And that's an isolated incident in Oakland. You know what I'm saying? Incidents in Oakland. It's just that's tequila. Incidents. Incense, nigga. But, I mean, it's just disgusting, man. So at the end of the day, I am anti this bitch because fuck you. You know what I'm saying?
Just put
my
fucking
jail. My whole thing is, if I do wrong, I should go to prison. I did.
Somebody got to do it.
Somebody got to do the motherfucking time. But goddamn it, when police kill anybody in cold motherfucking blood, that bitch needs stripes and a motherfucking ball and chain and a tin cup. Fuck that
shit.
Yeah,
I agree with that. I mean,
somebody got to do the job.
And your black ass is supposed to ensure justice for all. And that bitch did not secure the public.
Somebody had to represent OJ. Somebody had to represent Jeffrey
Johnny Cochran.
Johnny
Cochran.
Guilty?
Hell yeah! That nigga guilty. My hell!
So now this nigga is clear.
I won't get that nigga.
Black and white fights like it's been a blast. No, I'm saying.
I ain't giving that nigga a knife to cut steak.
I ain't giving you no knife.
Nothing. But scissors.
Yeah, nah, bro. You got to shave with a motherfucker. Use some nair.
I was just saying, even Jeffrey Dahmer, like, you know what I mean?
He was entitled to a defense.
Yeah.
How you defend that bitch, I don't know.
Exactly. Right. Somebody gotta do it, though.
And somebody gotta let the police off of killing your black ass.
Nah, we gotta hold them accountable just the same way. I agree with you on that.
That's all I'm saying. If you, I don't have a problem with tough on crime, because at the end of the day, as a former criminal, it was cat and mouse with me. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't motherfucking tripping. It was
that
the
was
game.
The game.
It
right.
is what the fuck it is and shit. You know what I'm saying? But at the end, like I said, I keep saying at the end of the day, that's the tequila again. But at the end of the motherfucking day, put them pigs in a pen.
Well,
let's go a little light. y'all
want to
do some lighter topics?
Fights like a girl.
Hey, I'm with y'all today. I'm rolling with y'all. I got plenty of topics, but...
Yeah, come on with something else. I just had to get that off my motherfucking chest. Thank you for that.
Nah, I mean, that's a current issue. Everybody's going to talk about it. Everybody's going to have an opinion. And you're going to have plenty more as this gets uglier and uglier. It's only going to get uglier.
Please believe it. 614 is hit me on that joint because I know you're going to cuss me out.
It's only going to get uglier.
Direct that shit to him.
Ready to throw me under the bus. Good looking out.
I don't know. I mean, there's so much going on in this world. I feel like, how are y'all doing with y'all's just everyday lifestyle in this quarantine? Now that we went from March all the way now to August, like, is it the same now? Or are we just in the same? Because it just feels off to me. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like, no matter how good I'm going, I got a new job coming. I got things. I just still feel off.
It definitely is off. Especially when you take the work from home kind of aspect.
Oh, I forgot about that.
So, see, like, I just started a new position. I'm used to being out. And going into the office, being out in the field, and now, like, I'm a week into this new position, and I'm like, I don't know if I like like working from home.
I like being out and about. Yeah, like, kind of doing certain things.
I need to dance like a motherfucker, man. That's what I need to do. I need to slow
the bar
dance.
Is closing at 10. That's where everybody come out. We don't come out till 12 in the black community. Listen. You feel me?
But I got a problem with this one. How do you close down the bars from 10 to 2:30? Mm-hmm. 10 p.m. 2:30, nightclubs, stuff like that. But then all these niggas gonna have parties from 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. to 11 p.m. day parties. And you allow them to do that. The same amount of people that go to the club at 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. is the same amount that's going to the day party. So one's got to give. Either you shut it all down and you say, hey, listen, right. y'all do what y'all doing regardless. Y'all having house parties regardless. Y'all doing this day party. Let's figure something out.
Cause it's got to be consistent across the board, for sure.
This is getting on my nerves. Like, either we shutting down or we going with it. What are we doing?
I don't know. I'm scared. This nigga got a tank top on, giving me 2 tickets to the gun show. He mad. I don't know what the fuck. He's up on the white niggas or something else.
Oh, my gosh. What are we doing out here?
Right. I don't want it.
I'm just saying. I don't know. I'm confused a little bit, but
yeah, it's got to be consistent across the board.
You're right, this shit is crazy, man.
Especially like just do the whole thing for the same the whole nation. Like you got Florida doing something, Arizona doing something, Cali doing something, Ohio. It's like we just gotta remain consistent.
That's why the other countries.
Now I gotta talk like a Republican.
Now
I'm on the Republican side coming out. You know what I'm saying?
Let's go conservative.
Yeah, because a lot of us Africans are way more conservative than Republicans. But this thing, that whole thing right there, you gotta preserve states' rights, though. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, the United States government will trample all over your shit. They already running rapid. So you gotta let each state do what it do. Like they try that universal license shit and all that. You know what I'm saying? You got to preserve states' rights. The last vestige of democracy, if you ask me. But, I mean, what the fuck do I know?
So when do you come in and say, like, I'm going to go ahead. We all going to do this rule.
This time.
It ain't got to be every time.
Want to come together for everything else, but you don't want to come together for COVID?
But uniformity like that is frightening. I don't want that kind of uniformity. Because last time they had that kind of uniformity, we was running around talking about, yes, up, boss. I see you, Miss Janie. And it was uniform. That's how them niggas supposed to be. Uneducated, unmarried motherfuckers.
You're looking at
I'm scared of that, I'm scared of America's uniform ideas.
I think, honestly, that's probably what a lot of us are scared of when they saying vaccines now.
I'm not taking that shit.
But, I mean, it's not, we're not even saying, like, I don't want to take this because, maybe the vaccine just doesn't work. We're saying we don't want to take this because of America's history.
Mm-hmm.
That's our thing. If we trust it, we don't trust you, motherfuckers.
Yeah, that Tuskegee experience set it off.
We don't trust you. And that's sad because we should be like, oh, vaccine, get healthy? Yeah. But we like,
That Tuskegee's always in the back of my mind for sure.
I don't know. Must be a coincidence, but ain't no such thing. But as I'm leaving work, an older sister's leaving out the joint. She got on an old school African heritage sweat t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
And she had Tuskegee Airmen on. I'm about to be Tuskegee, right? So I'm like, damn. I love that shirt, you know, because I hadn't seen that since the 90s, you know what I'm saying? Mm. She was like, you know, my father was one who was experimenting on Tuskegee.
Oh, my
like $80,000 and shit, and but he was 80, cool. He gave you a little B80. The ramifications of that shit, man. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. It's not our fault that we're timid or don't trust.
Yeah.
We want to trust. Yeah. We want to be healthy. Right. But at the same time, we don't want to be given something that's going to turn us into I Am Legend.
Oh, man, not about Legend.
Be out here with Will Smith.
Oh.
Talk about I Am Legend. Can we talk about, you said lighter topics.
Mm-hmm.
I said on my Facebook this week, shout out Black White Show, Black_White Show, Fights Like a Girl.
Black White Show in the building.
What a week for women empowerment.
Okay.
So we started with Kamala Harris, right. VP. No, actually, we didn't start her. She kicked the week off, or ended the week. But we started with WAP.
Yay, yay, yay.
We started with this Cardi B.
Bro, this dude. I'm going to drink to this.
Listen, Cardi B
right.
and Megan Thee Stallion. Wet ass.
Right.
And what is it? Censorship. Wet ass gushy.
Wet and gushy.
Wet and gushy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't realize, okay, first of all, I don't like the song.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to just say that. But
I don't either. And it's going to be here for months.
But
like,
I don't like the song for different reasons. I'm going to be very quick. Yeah. I don't like the song because I think it's badly timed. I don't think that should just be put out right now.
Why? That's,
I just think put it out next summer. Yeah. If things get better, like, put it out next summer.
But you know, they got to stay relevant as artists.
That's very true. I thought about that too, but I thought they could just put more of a substance record out for right now. Or if you want to go sexy, just be more subliminal.
That ain't everybody's lane. Substance, it ain't everybody's lane.
Cardi B would be careful with me and things like that. I just think they could have did something a little bit different than
Yeah, because that's definitely a club banger and ain't no club.
And we can't, you can't do nothing. So that's why I was like, I just think the timeliness was bad. And I think I felt it was forced. Like, oh, Megan Stallion, Cardi B, we need that, blah, blah, blah. It's just like, I like y'all to wait and really let that develop, because I felt like it could even be more fire. The song really is just getting pushed because they just did like a Kaya move. Like, everybody like, damn, this ain't censored? What as in the video and all that? So that's just my argument, but I got one more after y'all say what y'all's part on.
I ain't really got nothing to say.
Did you like the song? You said you don't like it.
I didn't really.
I want
to
say
the only thing I like was when she said, I need you to touch that diggity thing in the back.
Right.
I thought that was hilarious. I rewinded it 5 times just to hear.
It's pretty good.
I'm like, you couldn't just say tonsil, huh? You had to be this diggity thing in the back of my throat.
So I got 2 things on this that maybe you'll respond to.
All right, come on.
Is that, so now the women empowerment, they were saying a lot of dudes didn't like the song, and a lot of guys are coming at the women for making that song. Because because they're like, it's too much. Like, that's just too vulgar.
Halfway.
Too much. And then the women are coming back at the dudes saying, like, y'all talk about y'all's dicks and fucking every
What's
woman.
What's the nigga name who made Love in Your Mouth? We talked about him yesterday.
Love in Your Mouth.
We talked about him last week on Black White Show.
That is hilarious.
I know this little bitch, she like to play. I like to play in her mizouth. She keep my dick his on and never go sizz off. Like, it was like, he from down south.
Does Zach know who it was?
Nah, I was all like, oh, damn.
Oh, I remember. Okay, nah, I had to listen to it.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, and that was 90s.
So do you? So do you feel
3-6 Mafia?
Yeah, that's what they said.
I was about to say.
That's the song they said. They said y'all quote that song front to back, but y'all got a problem with this.
Ain't even just that song. 3-6 Mafia got a song. It go, the dick that's in your mouth, long and hard. Oh my God. That's what he said. The dick.
No. So that's what they're saying. Hilarious. How are y'all speaking up now?
Yeah, y'all got...
Because it's two women.
Let's not go back to Too Short.
Oh, yeah. How can we forget?
We had niggas like unlocal artists in different places, like Bust Down, had a song Nasty Bitch from back in the days.
So do you have a problem with women being too vulgar on the track?
No. I got a problem with is the lack of variety, because, I mean, it was always vulgarity. You know what I'm saying? Anybody ever seen Sam from the Sun? Everybody remember Aunt Esther? God forbid you ever listen to one of this bitch's comedy albums. Mm-hmm. She'll talk so bad about her dick, make you want to strip up like a shrimp, goddammit. It's disgusting. You know what I'm saying? It's always been, but there was always, you know, an erotic, sensual, you know, sexual, non-vulgar, but very saucy type, woman or even brothers and shit. I don't know how the sisters look at that. And there's no motherfucking, there's no romance. There ain't no nothing. It's just pinning that bitch against the wall in the club and blast us out, nigga. And I'm saying, man, you know what happened to you? Ain't nothing wrong with a little camera light, nigga.
And
Man, I think men be softer than women on that issue. Like, how y'all gonna bitch up now and be like, oh, that's too much? Like, what the hell?
Let that shit run.
Like, like they said, this is a fun record for when I don't like it again, but it's a fun record. They just doing it to, rap and get that grown woman shit on. Like, you don't have to listen to it. Your kids don't have to listen to it. Things like that. So, I think that men and women thing, like, that's got to end, because men have no place. If you listen to real hip hop, if you listen to just that hip hop and shit that's going on in the club and things like that, and you got something to say against Megan and Cardi, That is very contradictory. Like, mm-hmm. that is just very hypocritical on my end.
So y'all better keep slanging that pussy. You know how one of them might be a dude?
So here's my next one on that one. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. The one got shot in the feet.
My old man, man. Feet. I be listening to people gossip and shit, man. Why you shoot her in the feet, though? She look like a girl to me, shit.
Nah, she was a girl. She's a girl. But a stallion is a male horse too. I guess she is.
That nigga well hugged too.
Man. Oh my god!
Jesus!
Oh. What? Listen, hey. Not tripping.
Oh man! Horse
so hold on, my next question before we go way too far. I don't mind. Oh, no, I don't mind.
Let's go on over.
I'll just say, what was worse? Wet ass pussy, WAP, Cardi B, Megan, or the older stuff. So City Girls, let's put City Girls, Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion, you stuff like that. Is that worse than Kaya, Trina,
no.
Lil Kim?
They're about on the same level if you ask me.
You know what I mean? Like I Kim and them? Lil Kim?
No, I'm talking about the girls.
Oh, know. City Kaya? Girls?
Y'all know who City Girls. I know Kyrie, my neck and my back. Yeah. Oh, hell, like, that's my shit right there.
Hey, listen, right now. You can't tell me My Neck, My Back is not one of the most vulgar songs in the history of vulgar.
But you can't tell me it was vulgar, man.
Bruh.
Oh, yeah, do that shit. I mean, get you, do whatever you do.
I'm just saying, just before we get into that debate, let's forget the moms and the dads and people that's of that age now. Don't forget what you was banging in the club.
The moms and
the two shorts, the Kaias,
I'm going to take you back. The trick daddies. Further, let's talk about your right-ass granddaddy playing Clarence Carter, I'm Stroking.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I got
you understand?
That
I'm Stroking.
You understand me? It go back, and it can continue to go back.
You know what? I'm that young that I never put that together, that's what it means.
Yeah. If my stuff ain't tight enough, you can stick it in my ass.
Whoa.
That's your granddaddy's shit.
I didn't know that was
Whoa. I didn't know.
Fuck, you bet Clarence Carter ain't got to be fucked with.
Clarence Carter?
Clarence Carter.
Listen.
Clarence Carter.
I'm not young that you just messed up my mind because.
Blow it then.
I didn't realize that. Meant that. I just thought it meant cruising down the street. You know, I'm strong. I don't know.
I'm stroking. Oh, man,
because in the movies, it's always like a good movement. It's always a good movement.
No, nigga, this nigga say I'm cruising down the street.
I just never realized
just
he
keep
was.
Keep coming over. I'm going to black your ass all the way up. You just
I just never realized that's what he was talking
Somebody
about.
Somebody going to get this nigga some chitlins.
Did you realize that?
Man.
Yeah.
You knew that from the jump.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I got it on my laptop really, saved man? As a song.
You thought it meant driving
I'm stroking.
Up the
Y'all say stroking now.
Yeah, man.
I'm driving up the street, but just, I don't know. I just thought it didn't mean that. I ain't put it together.
Glad to stop drinking.
I ain't put it together.
Word.
All right. I'm out of topics. Mm-hmm. I got plenty of topics, but I don't want to jack y'all stuff.
Man, you better come on with it.
I ain't jacking.
I'm probably drug you out the bed over here. You know, man, you better come on in.
I ain't jacking nothing.
Might as well
go ahead.
Give us one more.
What y'all want? Y'all want funny or something deep?
Funny.
You funny?
Yes.
I want funny.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Oh my
Bring
God.
On the funny line.
Well, I can't say yes. What's funny for me. But let's see if he knows. Let's talk things on TV that wouldn't fly in reality. So like a fake genre or like a Fresh Prince.
Right.
So this is my point why I made this post, okay? I was watching Fresh Prince, and I seen, what's his name, Jeffrey? Butler?
Yeah.
Jeffrey talks the most shit
right.
out of any butler I've ever seen in my life. Right. Goes at Uncle Phil.
Get your ass fired.
I mean, he be going to Phil like, you can't wear that. You're too big. Like, stuff like that. But it was just, man, so it just made me think, like, man, what else in TV land that just does not fly anywhere else? Like, anything like that. Did you see, also, side note, that they're coming out with Fresh Prince reboot?
Ugh.
Yeah.
What is that gonna look like?
It's gonna be a drama.
What?
A drama.
That's some bullshit.
Yeah. Contrary to what I just said, what is TV, what's reality, things like that, like what wouldn't fly, what would fly.
It's not gonna be funny anymore.
Nah, it's not really. I don't know, but.
It's gonna be like more of a Tyler Perry kind of.
Which it kinda is, though.
What's in reality is like, I'm
thinking Fresh Prince.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, think of first place. In reality, I'm dressed like Uncle Phil right now. That shit is not flying.
No, that's reality. Meeting
yeah, niggas in county jail, we was cracking on each other. Nigga called me Uncle Phil. I said, that is funny as shit. Listen, man. Oh, my God.
Listen.
That's so good.
I'm like, what else would fly? TV is just like, it's unbelievable. Like, you be looking and be like, this shit.
Love and hip hop, stuff like that, just throwing drinks
that's
on your friends.
To yeah.
That don't fly.
That don't fly.
Like,
don't fly.
But my thing was, like, are you going to see the new Jamie Foxx movie on Netflix?
Oh, yeah, come I did. Tomorrow? I saw that. I saw it.
That
looked cool. Thing.
What's it about?
Okay.
It's an action movie.
Action, but it's about, so there's pills, like a drug dealer is distributing pills, but the pills allow you to get superpowers.
Oh, shit.
Yo, my fuck.
I'm real surprised. I wish y'all could see it.
I'm in.
The pills allow you to get whatever superpower I think the pill is, or whatever it just manifests in you.
So what would your
it comes out tomorrow.
So you pop your pill, your superpower would be what?
Oh, shit.
Don't say that trying to knock no bitches. Talk about empathy. Be my superpower.
Drake. Drake's my superpower. Drake's my superpower.
Hey, no.
Just hold on. Coming home.
I kind of want invisibility.
Invisibility? That is scandalous. Damn, that is so scandalous. I'm so proud of you.
Spying on people.
You filthy animal.
Okay. You robbing niggas.
They just had that movie come out, too.
Oh, what's it called?
I think Invisible Man. It came out
January. Oh, I heard of that, but I
he was taking pussy and shit, wasn't he?
That was
that's
the other
looked
one.
Like the preview. Like, he was taking what? Ass and shit.
No, it was.
The nigga was raping.
That's the whole point. Yeah.
Jello oh, hell. Problems. So what was the
now, not
doing?
This one. Not this one. The one with Kevin Bacon.
But what
this one was a different
what
one.
Was
he was
the girls
stalking.
Doing?
It was taking a shower. He'd come up in that mud. Creep, creep.
And he would have sex with him?
Blast he raped. Yeah, he raped.
And what was they saying? Like, was they enjoying it? Or was
yeah,
they
I
like,
didn't know what the fuck was going on.
That's
he was
so
invisible.
Nah, my mind didn't go to that level. Like, who be making shit?
Niggas, white men, white, creepy, pedophiles.
So my would mind that, not would that fly? That. Would that fly with you though? You just in the shower, you know what I'm saying? And you know, somebody just come in and just knock your socks
nigga,
off.
You think you know? Just masturbating? Like, am I masturbating?
No, like, you're looking at your hands like.
You still
they like, am I masturbating this motherfucker? Like, what is this? Am I high? Am I drunk?
That'd be the only time I cheat on my woman. I'd be in the shower all the time.
Like, I don't know what
you
goes on.
You
strip
up like a broom.
That's the weird shit, guys.
I'd be looking like Mr. Burns in that motherfucker.
That's just like The Boys. So talk about reality and TV. The Boys. Have y'all seen The Boys?
No, I keep saying I got to
please
watch,
watch
fun,
The
right?
Boys.
Man,
please watch
she'll it. She'll keep telling me to watch The Boys.
Please.
Man.
You will love it. Like, this is literally what we're talking about. It's like, if everyday people had superpowers, what the fuck would we do? We ain't flying around and saving motherfuckers. We taking advantage of this. We ain't out here. We Hancock. Yeah. Hancock was drinking that bitch. Will Smith was drinking that bitch. They should come out Hancock too.
We be, I know. I fucked with Hancock.
Hey, listen.
For real.
If you had superpowers, you could fly. No, nothing could penetrate you. Bullets, nigh, nothing. What the fuck you think you're going to be doing?
Do you know my ego would
definitely
be so fucking inflated,
country.
Man? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Different
oh,
country.
Man. Yeah. That would be my name, Ego.
But you still have to so save people, though. Wouldn't you?
No.
Oh.
No good deed goes unpunished.
It really
no.
Nah.
You would still have to save people.
Nah.
Yes, you would.
How you going to be there?
Who the hell wrote this narrative that you motherfuckers are so devoted to?
Niggas would
save
me.
That you got
me.
To save shit. I'm super motherfucking nigga. I do what the fuck I
like,
want to do around
here. Did it, guys. Should
shout
have
out
did.
To my man. Damn. Super
so
nigga coming soon.
Nigga, yeah. You see a car, a robbery going down, you going to stop it. You ain't going to fly by.
What are my chances of really seeing that? I don't see robberies. I've never seen a robbery going down.
If you do. If you even see it, what as much cockiness and ego you would have to know nothing can touch you. if you see just the slightest little argument, you'd be like, hey, bro, chill.
That's what I'm saying. You'd be like, hey, bro, chill. Like, what? I just told her, excuse me. Like, nah, you should have said it.
Be a bad mob boss, for sure.
I tell you what, I'll be waiting for the police to pull them niggas over who hit that licking shit. You know what I'm saying? Just be faster than the speeding bullet.
You got to see the boys. One part in the boys, the dude was like, he's like Flash. Right. He's super speed. Mm-hmm. But he keeps taking this adrenaline. Okay, to keep his speed up because he's kind of losing it. So I won't give too much away, but that's the premise on this guy's special power.
Right.
So he takes too much adrenaline. It's almost like he's having a episode. Like he's coked out almost. So he's just going nuts.
Right.
So he's speeding past, just going and going, going, going. And then like he's got to go to like his ex girlfriend. Like he's like really in love with her, but shit happens. So then, y'all got to see this shit. This nigga ran so fast, he blew this bitch apart.
What?
Y'all got to see this. Like, you wouldn't even know.
I would play sports and try to be moderate.
They would know. They would know.
I would definitely be zinking shit.
They would know. Like, nigga, you way too fast. Like, what are you juicing on?
Everything.
Just be moderate.
But y'all got to see the boys. It comes out a new show in September. Also, P-Valley. Anybody check that out?
Oh,
I tried to watch the preview, but it's
not
the
side of reality TV.
I was going to watch it yesterday. I fell asleep, but I heard it was fire.
It's about
Pussy Puzzle, Valley.
Right? It's about strippers, right?
Yep.
Yes.
I was watching Back the stripper joint. What's the name of that shit? The Stripper Diaries or some shit my brother was
stripper
watching.
Stripper Diaries.
I'm watching this shit. It's like reality about strippers and their real life and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, wiggling asses and shit. Yeah. I'm not getting strung out on this bullshit because now I know why niggas waste their whole life in front of video games. I've been playing that 2020 basketball shit.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I already know sports and shit. Now I'm learning the fucking buttons, man. I'm like kicking ass and shit.
That's the shit.
You know what I'm saying? I'm so, like, damn.
Talking about P-Valley, what's the right age for retirement for a stripper?
I know you're going to dig this. She,
go ahead.
It got to be 35.
When like 35 is it? Like, you really should stop.
40.
I'm going to give some. I'm gonna give him a grace period because I ain't that hard on people. You too hard on bitches.
You know if you still got it, you got it at 45.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. Like, you might look phenomenal. Blood injections.
If she bend over and clap her ass, right, and her nipples and her pussy lips are parallel, clapping together.
Parallel.
Shovel wet.
But
they getting butt injections though. The game changes now.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying, like, at what point do you think it's a good idea to stop? Like, a bad bitch turn 18 every day. Like, you really out here 40 stripping?
Damn.
Where's your 401k? You gonna be working for?
Have you had 100? An IRA plan? I don't think you've been saving.
Here comes Mildred. Over age strip. Mildred come through that
motherfucker. Yeah, how Mildred gonna compete with a chocolate chip? I don't know.
Right, oh, man.
Like, you feel me? Like, coming to the
old stage. Man don't like old women?
I do.
Old man don't like old...
I ain't never really seen... I've seen an old bitch at the strip club, though. She was definitely 40-something.
You didn't see that.
Yeah, no, she told me she was definitely 40-something.
Oh, man.
She told you, like, I'm 40.
Yeah, I just work here on Mondays.
Mondays?
You're making me uncomfortable.
It's part time. It's a side hustle for real.
Let me tell you something. You want to get some kicks on it, you just kick back like this. And like, just shut up and show me your titties.
This nigga had chunky heels. You know what I'm saying? I'm like,
yeah, like how long you been doing this? Like, now it's just a hobby. Yeah. Like, now she just does it. Just like people go to Zumba, she just goes to strip.
I'm just like.
I'm just saying, as long as a motherfucker is.
She won't get no tips, though. I guess that's when you know. Like,
yeah, that's it.
You know, she wasn't bad.
That's the age.
Yeah, she wasn't bad. Like, she
that's the age.
But it's Ohio, so I just chalked it up to Monday. You know what I mean? Whatever.
Right. But that's an age. That's P-Valley from reality to TV. When you ain't getting no tips.
Time to bag it up.
You need to go ahead. It's like bartender.
Yeah.
You need to go ahead, slide on.
It's the same with rapping. When do you gracefully bow out? Because I like Snoop.
Ain't get no tips.
I like Snoop, but I can do without no more albums.
That's some cold-blooded shit.
I'm just saying.
You like, gonna do my nigga Snoop like that.
I like Snoop, but yeah, I'm not buying no album. He always come out with something.
Y'all not gonna be burning stupid fights.
I like said I like the nigga.
Nah, man. I'm not gonna be burning my dog like that, man. These niggas still be surprising niggas ain't now.
Don't nobody be anticipating him dropping
shit. You like that one joint I be playing for you about his ass when he came back on that gangster shit. You still ain't have it no more. They came with that shit. He was repping that Crip shit real hard.
You got it.
He was going hard to that.
I like him. I like the dude.
Never left.
I don't think he can bow out gracefully.
No. Well, he does like reggae now, gospel albums. He does reggae albums.
Yeah, Snoop Lion. Like, you switching it up too much.
But I think.
Stay true.
Well, man. Master P just came out with something. Him and Snoop was on it.
I can do it.
Master P.
Me too.
But, like they said, they like. Now they're not doing it just to get paid. They're doing it because they like rapping.
Yeah, but keep it to yourself in your archive.
Okay, we're going what's too old. We're going what's too old.
You motherfuckers act like y'all ain't gonna be 100 one day, motherfucker.
Yeah,
shit.
I mean, but keep it in your archive.
You gotta, no, keep it out there in the
Some
public.
Some things are just for you.
Do that. What about us who still like the motherfuckers, man?
Hey. That's the quote of this podcast. Some things are just for you.
I'm so morbid right now.
You right about that, though. Some things
are just for you. I just, bro,
in
listen,
life.
I just made a song last week. You think it's released? No, it's just for me. It was just because I was like, let me see what I'm going to say on this.
That's like the movie I'm going to make.
I did the song in 10 minutes, didn't edit it. I'm like, this is just for me.
Just for me.
You know what I mean?
You're not trying to release it on Apple.
Because
I get a tag on Facebook talking about Ice Cube's new record and shit. And I listen to that motherfucker, I'm going to enjoy it. I'm like, oh, that's so bad, right? So I take it to my brother, like, nigga, she was spotted that because he loved Q, too, man. We listen to that shit, and that new shit was just so bad. Like, why this nigga ain't angry no more, man? And he ain't got his
range. No Vaseline.
Yeah, and so I can definitely do
it. But sometimes you hear a cold ass beat, and you just want to...
Yeah,
talk
and I mean,
some
do
shit
you,
on it.
Do your thing, you know what I'm saying? But if that motherfucker die, I can miss that, man.
It's just for
but
you.
But I want him to hit hard, though, because that's my dude. But he ain't mad enough no more. Niggas have lost their hands.
That's funny you talk about the age and retirement just for you, because Mike Tyson is making a comeback.
Did you see he was being on Shark Week?
I'm tired of this dude.
It was called Tyson versus Shark Week.
No, I saw it. I didn't know what it was.
He had on boxing gloves.
I'm like, is he out here fighting the sharks?
Nah, okay, so I didn't know what this article was. I'm glad you said that. Listen,
I'm so sick of your shit.
Listen.
I saw it today. It was on Amazon Prime. And I was like, what? Is he fighting? It's like Tyson on the reef.
Listen, the article that I read yesterday was Tyson hugs or Tyson... What is it called? Suffocates the shark, and the shark fell asleep. I promise you, I seen this article yesterday.
Oh, that shit better be fake news.
I'm going to show it to you, and they said Tyson like hugged it, like was wrestling with it, and made the shark fall asleep. I said, what the fuck?
He just wrecking
that.
That
dude is crazy.
I ain't saying shit.
Roy Jones Jr. is gonna die.
I'm an ultimate Roy Jones fan. I'm ultimate.
He's gonna die.
Roy Jones is gonna
die. But I don't think he is. Tyson's 53. He got into.
They about the same age, though.
Roy 51. I'm a big Roy fan. I'm a huge Roy fan. Like,
I
love Mayweather.
I that little ugly ass.
Y'all
must have
forgot. Y'all must have forgot. You must have forgot.
Listen,
I'm Roy more than Tyson.
He had that ugly ass drawback.
Yeah, but it was fast and effective when he was
got
fast.
Rooster or some shit like that.
Yeah, he did cockfighting. Roy the man, but that's their age. They staying in their lane. If you want to watch it, you can watch it.
It's an exhibition.
I'm going to watch that.
An exhibition. They better not hurt each other.
Tyson looks crazy.
I'm going to watch that for sure.
I don't want to see nobody get fucked up, but then I do want to see somebody get their ass kicked.
Roy don't have that athleticism, so if Tyson catching, because Tyson still got that movement.
I was watching him train. I was like, oh, he's a killer.
And Roy fighting old, like, jab. Tyson out there, hook, uppercut, bitch, you down.
I never want to fight Tyson, ever. Especially after that ear incident.
Oh.
there's no limits with you, buddy.
He feasted on a grown ass man.
There's no limits. That's a very good point.
Dog ass man.
That's a very good point.
Ate that nigga, man, in front of everybody.
It's yuck.
He did it twice.
You out here doing human sushi.
He bit his ear twice.
It was so good he had to come back and get another
hit. He out here doing human sushi.
Human sushi.
And I just can't. Holy sushi. I can't rock with you.
He stole for the holy sushi.
So stay in your lane. is what we getting. What's for you might just be for you.
It's for you. It's for
sure. Don't always mimic what you see on TV.
I don't know, man. Motherfucker,
Pete Valley's. We got 40-year-olds in the club. Sit your ass down. Go be the bartender.
Girl, you better go ahead and shake that ass and do your live your life.
Unless you're still getting tips.
Sweep up the money. Oh,
and you better shoot your movie while you can shoot that shit.
I mean, J-Lo did that stripper movie last year. Ain't nobody. She's 50. She was 50.
Yeah, she was looking. This girl in Ohio. You watched her.
I watched that.
Yeah,
I wanted to see some.
This is a good place to wrap this on up, guys.
Oh, please don't do that.
Let me see.
We just getting warmed up.
Yeah, I got some more.
Oh, you want to keep going?
Nah, I'm good. I'm good.
All right. Well, you already know who it is. It's GQ Smooth, GQ underscore SM0OTH.
It's the refrigerator done greater right after GQ. You know what it is, man. Fights like a girl, 614.
T. Alexander, 614. On IG, Black underscore White Show on IG.
Word.
Yo, this is a collab episode. Fights Like a Girl, Black White Show. We out.
Peace. Have you seen that?